the children come. Don't dare drive them away. And then the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Welcome to Children's Bible Journey, with stories and songs just for kids. We have a dramatized Bible story coming up, but let's get today's program started by singing praises to our awesome God. Singing in a few minutes. Now let's get back to our continuing Bible story from the Bible in Living Sound.
I don't like to be the one to complain, but my neighbor, a widow, isn't receiving her just share of the daily rations.
It isn't right, Brother Matthew. The widows of Palestine are getting more food than the Grecian widows. Are you too busy to talk for a moment, Peter?
Of course not.
It probably shouldn't bother you with such a trivial matter, but the Grecian widows are being slighted.
The scriptures tell us to take care of our widows and children first.
Well, we're not being treated that way. Favoritism is shown to the widows of Palestine.
By whom, sister?
The ones who hand out the daily portions of food.
There should be equality for everyone, regardless of race or nationality. I'll look into the matter.
Thank you, Peter, sir.
Peace to thee, sister.
We've reached a crisis, Peter. The work is developing rapidly. The increased membership is bringing increasingly heavy burdens upon those of us in charge. Our group cannot continue to bear these burdens alone without imperiling the future prosperity of the church.
I've been thinking along these same lines, Matthew. Perhaps we could distribute the responsibilities among new and worthy men.
Well, just what responsibilities could be allocated to others?
Well, for one thing, the welfare of the widows and orphans. We've been hearing quite a few complaints about welfare distribution.
And I'm afraid that at least some of those complaints have been justifiable.
But I'm afraid there'd be complaints no matter who was placed in charge. If he were a Jew, the Greeks would complain. If he were a Greek, the Jews would complain. I mean, human nature being what it is.
Well, maybe we could appoint a committee of men, some Jews, some Greeks.
Or better yet, do you suppose we could call a meeting of the believers and let them choose men to help us?
Peter, I believe that may be the best solution. What do you think, Matthew?
Yes. Yes, I believe that would be the best solution.
We will ask the others when we gather this evening if they approve of the idea. Well, should I call a meeting of all the believers then, say, for 3 days hence?
I think that would be satisfactory. Then everyone will have a say in the operation of the church.
Do each of you agree?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
O Lord God of our fathers, be with us here today as we make important decisions affecting the accomplishment of thy work. Be with us as leaders. Give unto all of us wisdom and a generous portion of thy Holy Spirit, that we may do that which will glorify thy name in all lands and before all people. In the name of our friend and Savior, Jesus, we ask these things. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
My dear fellow believers, the time has come when the spiritual leaders of our church should be relieved from the task of distributing to the poor and from many other tasks, so that they may devote more time to carrying forward the preaching of the gospel. We believe that men should be appointed to take care of the business of the church and the settling of small matters. These men should be of good report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, humble, possessing dignity and sound judgment. They should have piety and love justice. Solemn are the responsibilities that shall rest upon the men who are...
Here is the final tabulation, Brother Peter.
The 7 men chosen by you, the general membership, are as follows. Stephen, Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicolaus.
The 12 apostles prayed and placed their hands on the 7 deacons. And so the word of God continued to spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem grew larger and larger, and a great number of priests were obedient to the faith.
Continue the Bible story tomorrow. And if you would like to have these stories to listen to at home, you can call the Bible in Living Sound at 1-800-634-0234. That's 1-800-634-0234. Now here's some more music before we have to say goodbye.
Hey little dove, so brown and gray, you make such a sad, sad sound. But you won't be a mourning dove that day when the Lord of the earth comes down. And hey willow tree with the falling leaves that flow like tears to the ground, you won't be a weeping on that day when the Lord of the earth comes down. You'll be a laughing willow and a dancing dove.
Like the laughing willow and the dancing dove, made brand new by the Lord of love. No more.
so sad? Does it seem your life is turning out so bad? Well, the Lord of love, give it half a chance, makes your heart to smile and your feet to dance. Like the laughing willow and the dancing dove, made brand new by the Lord of love. No more sorrow, only joy above. Laughing willow and the dancing dove.
Laughing willow and the dancing dove.
One of my favorite parts about the Bible is the stories. I remember one story about a big giant and a little boy named David. Feel free to sing along with us as we sing about only a boy named David.
Only a boy named David, only a little sling.
Only a boy named David, but he could pray and sing.
Only a boy named David, only a rippling brook.
Only a boy named David, but five little stones he took.
And one little stone went in the sling, and the sling went round and round. And one little stone went in the sling, and the sling went round and round.
Went round and 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 round.
And one little stone went up in the air,
and the giant came tumbling down.
And the giant came tumbling down.
And the giant came tumbling down, came tumbling down.
Only a boy named David, only a little sling.
Only a boy named David,
but he could pray and sing. Only a boy named David, only a little brook. Only a boy named David,
but five little stones he took. And one little stone went in the sling, and the sling went round and round. And one little stone went in the sling, and the sling went round and round. And round and round and round and round and round and round and round. And one little stone went up in the air,
and the giant came tumbling.
And the giant came tumbling.
And the giant came tumbling. And the giant came tumbling, 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 tumbling.
Look who is in my store squeezing cantaloupe, my friend Mariam.
Hi, Mr. Habib.
Your school report about people in your town. Have you finished it?
Nope. Just one more question for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Why fruit?
Why fruit?
Yes, why do you sell fruit? Why is there Habib's Fruit Market?
Because I know something that many of my customers don't even know.
Really? Is it a secret?
Not if you want to be healthy and strong. You see, fruit is medicine.
Medicine?
Yes. When God created fruit and vegetable, he was really making medicine that is more powerful than anything you can find at drugstore. Take these oranges. They contain vitamin C, something everybody needs to fight cold and flu. And these blueberries, they help fight cancer. Everything you see here is powerful medicine designed by God to keep us healthy and strong.
I didn't know that. I thought that just tasted good.
You see how wise God is? He made the things that are good for us taste good too. He put wonderful flavor in each one. Watermelons, grapes, pomegranates, pineapple. Each is filled with good medicine and delicious flavor.
And mangoes?
Especially mangoes. So when I sell fruits and vegetables, I'm giving my customer powerful medicine from great physician himself.
Thank you, Mr. Habib. That's great to know. I'll take a big bag of those medicine mangoes over there. I want my mom and dad to be healthy, too.
Jesus wants to be our friend. He has placed in our hearts a desire to share our deepest secrets and brightest hopes with him. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
Jesus, you will trust him and you'll do the things he says to do. When you have this kind of faith, he saves you from the punishment that comes from doing wrong.
Acts 16, verse 31. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
Christ. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. boys and girls. This is Ms. Kathy. I'm so happy you've joined me today for another story just for you. In the case of the secret code, Willie starts getting strange messages on his computer. Could they really be from God? Chapter 6, Another Clue. What did you say? Willie asked suddenly from the kitchen. I said you've got another message, Maria responded. It's long and it's big and I don't read other people's mail, so come in here and read it before I explode. Willie wiped the peanut butter from his hands onto his pants and wheeled into the computer room. Maria and Chris stood behind him as he read the message. Dear Hot Wheels, you're right. I'm not who you think I am, although I talk to him regularly. Prayer makes a big difference. God is more than someone to turn to when you have a problem or are in trouble. He's the very best friend you could ever have. I know that you don't like to ask for help, but everyone needs help sometime, even G.O.D. I believe that you will figure out this mystery. You're really too smart for me. So to keep it interesting, here's another clue. N.T. D.C.I.E.U.R.W. U.X.W. X.E.W. U.A. E.I.X.J.T. E.I.S. period. What is that? Maria asked and pointed at the new code. What happened to the numbers? Chris asked. G period, O period, D period knew that we'd figured out the other codes, Willie said, so we get a new one. I liked the numbers, Chris said, staring at the screen. I could figure them out. I don't think I can figure this one out. Oh, come on, Chris, Maria said. We haven't even tried yet. We can do it. Willie went back to the kitchen and finished making the sandwiches. Chris and Maria stared at the computer screen. When he returned to the room, Chris and Maria just shook their heads. The other codes made some sense, Maria said. This one doesn't seem to have a pattern. It's got a pattern, Willie said. It's just different from the ones we've already done. Coco came in and stood on his back legs, reaching up toward Willie's sandwich. Here, boy. Willie threw a piece high in the air. Coco took a couple of steps backward and caught the sandwich piece in midair. Good boy, Willie said. Hey, what happened to your fancy mouse cover? Chris lifted the plastic computer mouse off its pad. Hey, where is it? Willie asked. He turned to Coco, who sat wagging his tail and facing them. Coco, what did you do with it? Coco whimpered and lay down on the ground. I know where he hides things. Willie headed across the living room to the coat closet. The door stood partially open. Coco, come here. Coco stood and whined. Willie opened the closet door. My mouse cover, he wailed. Coco watched as Willie lifted the shredded mouse cover up where the others could see it. Now it looked more like a dead mouse. Bad dog! Willie reached out and swatted Coco. Coco yelped and lay on the floor. Come on, you're going outside. Willie rolled to the back door and opened it. Coco rushed out. Willie, don't you think you were a little hard on Coco? Maria asked when he came back. Yeah, it's just a mouse cover, Chris said. Coco chews up everything, Willie said under his breath. He should know better. Willie tried to change the subject. What do you want to do now? Well, Chris and I have to go home pretty soon, Maria said. Why don't we get a copy of this code and we can take it home and work on it? Willie shrugged. I can't think of a better idea. Maybe one of us will run into G period, O period, D period's handwriting somewhere. Chris spoke up. I'll talk to Dad and see if he knows who runs the computer bulletin board. Maybe they can give us some information about G period, O period, D period. Maria copied down the code, folded it neatly, and stuffed it into her pocket. Just then, a car horn sounded out front. That's Mom, Maria announced. Call me tonight if you think of anything, Willie called after them. Willie turned back to the computer and the mysterious new code. N.T.D.C.I.E.U.R.W. U.X.W. X.E.W.N. U.A. E.I.X.J.T. E.I.S. period. There has to be some sort of pattern, he thought. But what is it? Willie wrote out the alphabet like they had done the first time to see if it helped. It didn't. This one has vowels and consonants both, so that's no help, he thought. But I do know that all words include at least one vowel. That's a start. Willie wrote out the two-letter words, N-T and U-A. What two-letter words do I know? He wrote out is, of, to, he, my, an, as. But it didn't help. What about the words with the punctuation mark in them? The marks must be part of the code. What would happen if... Willie looked at the computer keyboard, then back at the code. Slowly he pushed the keys that were just to the right of those letters on the keyboard. Like magic, words began to form before his eyes. My favorite ice cream is Rocky Road. Willie's mouth dropped open. I'm a genius. Coco, I did it. When Coco didn't answer, Willie looked around, then remembered he had put Coco outside. Thinking about the scolding he had given Coco, he started feeling bad. Willie wheeled to the back door and called, Coco! He waited a long moment, but there was no answer. He saw Grandpa pulling weeds in the garden. Grandpa, have you seen Coco? What do you mean? Grandpa stood and wiped the sweat from his face. Isn't Coco inside with you? No, he was bad, so I put him in the backyard. Grandpa walked up to the back door. I wish you would have told me, Grandpa said. I've been moving a lot of things through the backyard. The gate's open. Coco! They both called. Coco, come here! They waited a long time, but there was no answer. Oh, no, he ran away, Willie said. And it's all my fault, he thought. Just then, they heard a car's tire screech on the street in front of their house.
The story you have heard today is a chapter of The Shoebox Kids, Book 2, The Case of the Secret Code, written by Glenn Robinson, edited and created by Jerry D. Thomas, and used with permission from the Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you're interested in any other books published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955.
This podcast is a production of the Carolina Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Let the children come. Don't dare drive them away. In them the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Children's Bible Journey was brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio and is a production of Life Talk Radio at lifetalk.net.